Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, you were there Saturday night, and that game ended close to midnight. It was 11:49 when Charlie Gant entered the end zone in overtime and gave Michigan State a 34-31 victory over Notre Dame, one of the most dramatic finishes to a game. Kind of a sloppy first half, a lot of penalties. Once again, Michigan State 11 penalties, but made enough plays in a back-and-forth game. Seemed like whichever team had the lead was just about to lose it, and Michigan State took the game into overtime and then held Notre Dame to a field goal on its first possession. Came back, and Kirk Cousins took a sack. It was third down. Mark D'Antonio had wanted to run this play for a long time, and he called it Little Giants, named after the movie. Rick Moranis and John Madden in that movie, actually. And that's exactly what he called. And the players were a little excited about it. They had run it in practice. It had worked every time. But it had never worked the way it worked Saturday night. Le'Veon Bell, the intended receiver, got tied up in the wash and stumbled. Two Notre Dame defenders went toppling. And here's Charlie Gant all by himself running down the field. Aaron Bates, who was a high school quarterback, stood up and lofted a perfect pass, one of the best passes we've seen from Michigan State this season. And Charlie Gant made the catch and went in untouched to the end zone, and then the fun really started. And fans, players swarming onto the field, quite a celebration there. And I found Mark D'Antonio immediately after the game. It must have been 10, 15 seconds afterward. And he was met by his college position coach at South Carolina, a guy named Dale Evans. And Dale Evans could barely contain himself. He was so happy for Mark D'Antonio. And I talked to him afterward, and he said this was maybe the gutsiest call he had ever seen. He used a little saltier language than that. But he said, you know, that's the kind of guy Mark D'Antonio is. And he has a reputation for being very conservative in some ways. And talking with Judd Heathcote earlier today, he said he thought that D'Antonio is one of the most conservative coaches in the country, and that made the call even better. You wonder what would have happened if they had assessed a five-yard penalty. I'm sure if he weren't going to let Dan Conroy kick a 46-yarder, he wasn't going to let him kick a 51-yarder. And then it would have been 4th and 24, and I don't know how Notre Dame would have reacted, but something tells me the result would have been roughly the same. So Michigan State, a wild celebration. And I think for a walk-off or run-on, whatever the case may be, end-of-game celebration, the only one it compares to it, Scott, was a 2001 Michigan game when T.J. Duckett caught that lob from Jeff Smoker in the end zone. And for Spartans, that one may have been even sweeter because of all the whining that has ensued over the last 9 years. But Michigan State on the national stage could not have acquitted itself better. And Mark D'Antonio made a lot of fans. It's funny, an hour earlier, some people were saying, you know, it's defense. Well, suddenly all that stuff right down the drain. So D'Antonio's a hero. The Spartans are the kings of East Lansing. And he goes to do his radio interview. And it's a post-game deal he does in the tunnel with Will Tiemann. It's up on a elevated level, and there's a flight of metal stairs he normally climbs. They could not get that flight of stairs into the tunnel because there were so many people in the tunnel. They had 50 football recruits there. So they have a ladder. And here's D'Antonio climbing a ladder to get up there. And Will Tiemann told me, he said, he's yelling, grab the ladder, grab the ladder. The last thing we need is our football coach suffering a concussion, falling off this ladder. So he does this, and he comes into the press trailer, and he talks about his movies and how he names trick plays and all this. No one has any indication that anything is wrong. Finally, he leaves, and he is on his way to do a television interview with Jim Miller, radio analyst and former Michigan State quarterback, and a couple of recruits. all of a sudden, he starts to feel that something is not right. So he says, you know, I'm going to sit down here a little bit. And then I start to ask him questions and decide, well, it's nothing to mess around with. We've got to get this taken care of. But not so much that they need an EMS unit to go blazing out of the tunnel. So he leaves the way he always leaves. He leaves with his wife, Becky. Becky's driving and Mark is riding shotgun. And they take off, only instead of heading toward Okemos, they decide to head toward Sparrow Hospital. And take that left, and they get to Sparrow Hospital within 5 minutes. Suddenly, he is having tests, and the results come back very quickly. They know exactly what has happened. There's a blocked blood vessel, and they need to put a stent in that. And they go ahead and do that, and by 4 o'clock, I would guess, something like that, they know that he is out of surgery, and everything is as good as could be with a minor heart attack, as it's described. And they know that Don Treadwell, the offensive coordinator, is going to handle the day-to-day duties associated with the head coach. Michigan State made it very clear that he's not an interim head coach. He's not an acting head coach. He's handling the duties associated with the head coach in addition to his normal responsibilities. And the head football coach at Michigan State was and is, and will be for the foreseeable future, Mark D'Antonio. So that's where they are with this. D'Antonio, resting, we believe, comfortably, was going to rehabilitate. The doctors will indicate when he can return to the sideline, to his coaching responsibilities. No one is projecting now whether that would be 2 weeks, a month, 6 weeks. I guess that's a wait-and-see kind of thing. And that's exactly as it should be. We know this much. Michigan State has moved into the rankings, is number 25 in the Associated Press poll, number 23 in the USA Today coaches poll. And we know that the Michigan State-Wisconsin game has been picked up by ABC for a 3:30 start. That is a week from Saturday. Of course, the Spartans play Northern Colorado, and that is a bowl championship series team. What used to be known as 1AA. Yeah, I know. You're not the only one who's made that face, Scott. But, you know, everyone's playing them. And the idea is you don't want to have happen to you what happened against Appalachian State or Massachusetts. But Michigan State gets its whack at a BCS team this week and then opens Big Ten play in the marquee game, the national game on ABC, against the undefeated Badgers. And suddenly that game has a lot of implications. So it'll be very interesting to see how that all transpires and what happens with the Michigan State coaching situation in the meantime. Maybe at that point we will know much more about Mark D'Antonio. I can tell you this much. The guy was in great shape. He was in unbelievable physical condition. The last time I saw him, I was looking at his calf, and I'm thinking this guy must cramp up a lot because there's no body fat. But that doesn't mean that you can't have a blocked blood vessel. That's really unrelated to some degree. Had a chance to talk with Judd Heathcote and reminiscing today. Judd was unable to come on with us this afternoon, but he was talking about when he had his heart attack back in the summer of 1984 and what that meant. He wasn't feeling well. He'd gotten into a heated argument, and there's a surprise, over at Jennison Fieldhouse. He went home and he cut the grass and went and took a quick sauna and dashed off to Flint to check on a recruit, came back and started feeling bad. Said, I think I'm getting a cold. Got up the next morning and did his morning push-ups. And then he went into the office and he was going to have a meeting with Doug Weaver and wasn't feeling well, breaking out in a profuse sweat. He said, you know, something's wrong. And Doug says, maybe you're having a heart attack. And Judd said, you know, maybe I am. They put him in a Volkswagen and took him to St. Lawrence Hospital. And as Judd tells it, they couldn't have picked a further hospital. He wanted a closer hospital, and he wanted a better ride than that Volkswagen. But he was there, and they finally got him straightened out, and here he is 26 years later. So he coached another 10 and a half years. Bo Schembechler had his heart attack after his first season at Michigan. He coached another 20 years. But very, very important to have this detected, because the coaches who have not, and I'm referring to former Michigan State basketball coach John Bennington, who was found on the floor in Jennison Fieldhouse, I'm talking about former Wisconsin football coach Dave McLean, who was riding an exercise bike when it happened to him. Northwestern's Randy Walker. There are a lot of coaches, and they did not find this in time, and that's when you really have problems. So everyone's best wishes and prayers for Mark D'Antonio. Congratulations to Michigan State. And we will be back in just a moment. We're going to talk with MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis. He's going to join us in a moment. We'll be right back after this check of weather and sports.